Acts chapter 9.
In Jerusalem, Saul was still trying to scare the followers of the Lord Jesus, threatening to kill them. So he went to the high priest. Saul asked him to write letters to the Jews of the synagogues in the city of Damascus. Saul wanted the authority to find people in Damascus who were followers of the way. If he found any believers there, men or women, he would tie them up and bring them back to Jerusalem. So Saul went to Damascus. When he came near the city, a bright light from the sky suddenly shined all around him. Saul fell to the ground. He heard a voice saying to him, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" Saul asked, "Who are you, Lord?" The voice answered, "I am Jesus. I am the one you are persecuting. Get up now and go into the city. Someone there will tell you what you must do." The men traveling with Saul stood there. They said nothing. The men heard the voice, but they saw no one. Saul got up from the ground. He opened his eyes, but he couldn't see anything. So the men with Saul held his hand and led him into Damascus. For 3 days Saul could not see. He didn't eat or drink. There was a follower of Jesus in Damascus. His name was Ananias. The Lord Jesus spoke to Ananias in a vision, saying, "Ananias." Ananias answered, "Here I am, Lord." The Lord said to Ananias, "Get up and go to Straight Street. Find the house of Judas. Ask for a man named Saul from the city of Tarsus. He is there now, praying." In a vision, a man named Ananias came to him and put his hands on him so that he could see again. But Ananias answered, "Lord, many people have told me about this man Saul. They told me about how many terrible things he did to your holy people in Jerusalem. Now he has come to Damascus. The ruling priests have given him the authority to arrest all people who trust in your name." But the Lord Jesus said to Ananias, "Go. I have chosen Saul for an important work. He will carry my name to kings, to the Jewish people, and to other nations. I will show Saul the things he must suffer for my name." So Ananias left and went to the house of Judas. He put his hands on Saul and said, "Saul, my brother, the Lord Jesus sent me. He is the one you saw on the road when you came here. He sent me so that you may see again, and so that you may be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something which looked like fish scales fell off Saul's eyes. Saul could see again. He got up and was immersed. Then he ate some food and began to feel strong again. Saul stayed with the followers of Jesus in Damascus for a few days. Very soon he began to proclaim about Jesus in the synagogues, "Jesus is the Son of God." Everyone who heard Saul was surprised. They were saying, "This is the same man who was in Jerusalem. He was trying to destroy the people who trust in this name. He had come here to do the same thing, to arrest the followers of Jesus and take them back to Jerusalem to the ruling priests." But Saul became more and more powerful. He proved that Jesus is the Messiah. His proofs were so strong that the Jewish leaders who lived in Damascus didn't know how to answer him. After many days, the Jewish leaders made plans to kill Saul. The Jews were watching the city gates day and night. They wanted to kill him, but Saul learned about their plan. One night, some followers whom Saul had taught helped him leave the city. The followers put him in a basket. Then they lowered him down through a hole in the city walls. Then Saul went to Jerusalem. He was trying to join the group of believers, but they were all afraid of him. They didn't believe that Saul truly was a follower of Jesus. But Barnabas accepted him and brought him to the apostles. Barnabas told them that Saul had seen the Lord Jesus on the road to Damascus. He explained to the apostles how the Lord Jesus had spoken to Saul. Then he told them how in Damascus Saul had proclaimed to the people in the name of Jesus without fear. And so Saul stayed with the followers. He went everywhere in Jerusalem proclaiming with the authority of the Lord Jesus without fear. Saul often talked with the Jewish people who spoke Greek. He had arguments with them, so they were trying to kill him. When the brothers learned about this, they took Saul to the city of Caesarea. From Caesarea, they sent Saul to the city of Tarsus. Everywhere in Judea, Galilee, and Samaria, The people who answered God's call had a time of peace. With the help of the Holy Spirit, the group became stronger and stronger. The believers showed that they respected the Lord by the way they lived. Because of this, the group of believers grew larger and larger. Peter was traveling through all of the towns around Jerusalem. He visited the holy people who lived in the town of Lydda. In Lydda, he met a paralyzed man named Aeneas. Aeneas had not been able to leave his bed for the past 8 years. Peter said to him, "Aeneas, Jesus Christ heals you. Get up and make your bed. You can do this for yourself now." Aeneas got up immediately. All of the people living in Lydda and on the plain of Sharon saw Aeneas. These people turned to the Lord Jesus. In the town of Joppa, there was a follower of Jesus named Tabitha. Her Greek name, Dorcas, means a deer. She always did good things for people. She always gave to people in need. While Peter was in Lydda, Tabitha became sick and died. They washed her body and put it in an upstairs room. The followers in Joppa heard that Peter was in Lydda. Lydda is near Joppa. So they sent two men to Peter. They begged him, "Hurry, please come quickly." Peter got ready and went with them. When he arrived, they took him to the upstairs room. All of the widows stood around Peter. They were crying. They showed him the shirts and robes which Dorcas had made while she was still alive. Peter sent everyone out of the room. He kneeled down and prayed. Then he turned to Tabitha's body and said, "Tabitha, get up." She opened her eyes. When she saw Peter, she sat up. He gave her his hand and helped her stand up. Then he called the holy people and the widows into the room. He showed them Tabitha. She was alive. People everywhere in Joppa learned about this. Many of these people believed in the Lord Jesus. Peter stayed in Joppa for many days. He stayed with a man named Simon, who was a leather worker.